This is Wade Matthews with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. British lawmakers will debate whether to withdraw an invitation to President Trump for a state visit. The debate was triggered after a petition calling on the British government to cancel the state visit amassed more than 1.8 million signatures. A counter-petition urging the government to support the visit, signed by 300,000, will also be debated. The proposal to criminalize the Muslim Brotherhood, the preeminent Islamic movement with millions of followers, has unsettled the Arab world. In Morocco, it tip a delicate political balance. In Jordan, it could prevent American diplomats from meeting with opposition leaders. In Tunisia, it could make criminals of a political party seen as a model of democracy after the Arab Spring. Sweden, which prides itself as a humanitarian leader, processed a record 163,000 asylum applications in 2015. Statistics in Sweden do not back up the suggestion that immigrants have created a major crime wave. Preliminary data released last month by Sweden's Crime Prevention Council found no significant increase in crimes from 2015 to 2016, even with the influx of migrants. Milo Yiannopoulos, a polemical Breitbart editor and unapologetic defender of the alt-right, tested the limits of how far his provocations could go after publication of a video in which he condones sexual relations with boys as young as 13 and laughs off the seriousness of pedophilia by Roman Catholic priests. Conservative Political Action Conference rescinded their invitation for him to speak. Simon & Schuster said it was canceling a book deal. War and a collapsing economy have set off a famine in South Sudan. The United Nations announced millions of people are in urgent need of food. Uber Technologies plans to investigate claims by a former engineer that the company failed to discipline a manager who mistreated female employees and ignored complaints of sexual harassment. Nearly 2,000 women gathered in different parts of Argentina, topless or covered, to demand their right to bare their breasts in Argentina in a demonstration called Tatazos, or Boob Uprising, to demand gender rights and protest abuse against women in a macho culture. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.